Believe it or not, this song is actually clean. Yeah, I should say goodbye right now. So, see you. I'll be here every Saturday from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. if you like what you're hearing. Also, remember to tune back to WCD 88.3 FM. So, until next time, I will see you. Oh, peace.
Dream of fairy tales, I think of me and Shelly. See, she's my type of hype, and I can't stand when brothers tell me that I should quit chasing and look for something better. But the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just played love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. And I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated. Not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion and be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Downside, she had a man. He was a Rudy tune, a Nick and Poo. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But letting the past, I proved to be a better man.
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. And now the world around me begins moving in slow motion. Whenever she happens to walk by, why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings? No matter how much I try, wait, no, I did not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it was, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you. When I try or make some sort of attempt, I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp, cause then I would let you know that I love you so. When I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to send the one who loves you dearly. P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later, returned to sender. Damn. Bye.
This is An Experiment of Time on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Alone. could marry in about a 1 year's time. I rode it in a boxcar on the Memphis line. I sent my love letter with five notes down. And what good is a letter with five notes down?
Thank you.
This is an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to Hailu Murgia right now. That's some Ethiopian jazz. We open this hour with Honda Wanda from the Wild Magnolias, followed by Them featuring a young Van Morrison with I Gave My Love a Diamond, and followed up by El Wali, The 10th of May. That is a really remarkable track. Early 90s Sahrawi protest music. You are listening to Experiment with Time. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
I rang my whistle. biscuits to try and drown the pain. Well, I drank my whiskey to try and drown the pain. But every time I'd see her, I'd get this funny old feeling again. But the best thing I had, and now I find she's gone, was the best thing I had, and now I find she's gone. Just gone. So long, I think I'll lay down to die. I've been down so long, I think I'll lay down to die. I just can't forget my baby, no matter how I try.
Pira, pira, lo, oh, yeah. Discoloration with time. Madness addition of mind. The floor eruption. Inside the conception, it blooms. It blooms. Temperatures clash as if born into conflict. Eyes react. Earth. The landscape is erased. Lightning dreamers awake with a star. Where am I? You are home, my dear. Sleep now. Charged and rare. Sleep now. Charged.
Listening to An Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. We are coming up for a breath of fresh air from Emehoy Segu, some Ethiopian classical music, after diving deep into some contemporary free jazz from Rob Mazurek Exploding Star Orchestra. Before that, we were listening to some Afrobeat, a track called Ifa from Tunji Oyelana. And right before that, Red Dirt, I've Been Down So Long. We're going to take a moment here to do some PSAs. Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. During these uncertain and unprecedented times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. Did you know that 22 Americans die each day waiting for organ transplants, most of them for kidneys? The good news is that MatchingDonors.com is helping to change that, linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. And now you don't have to donate a kidney to save a life. Donate your boat, car, or real estate and get a great tax deduction while helping to save lives. Visit MatchingDonors.com or call 800-385-0422. And we got a lot of other great shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Fridays at 6 p.m. only on WRCT. Boot up your PC from 2003 and log into Toontown with DJ Oh Boy. Music and adventure every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music in that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 1 to 3 p.m. on Fridays on WRCT Pittsburgh. And you are listening to An Experiment with Time right now. The experiment continues with a lot more music to come.
River and me. Thank you.
track from the Dirty Three, their record from 2000, Whatever You Love, You Are. The track is called I Offered It Up to the Stars and the Night Sky. Man, that just takes you somewhere. You can find the full playlist from tonight's show on WRCT.org. Little palate cleanser right now from Elizabeth Cotton. Thanks for listening tonight. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can catch the experiment every Saturday night starting at 12 a.m. We got a little bit of time left. I'm going to squeeze in one more track here. Jeffrey Lewis covering The Crass, Punk Is Dead. Have a good night, everyone.
Yes, that's right. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Bubblegum rock on plastic transistors. Schoolboy sedition backed by big-time promoters. CBS promoted the Clash, but not for revolution, just for cash. Punk became a fashion just like hippie used to be, and it ain't got a thing to do with you or me. Movements are systems and systems kill. Movements are expressions of the public will. Punk became a movement cause they all felt lost, but the leaders sold out and now we all pay the cost. And punk is dead. Punk is dead. Yes, that's right. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. Punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head. Punk narcissism was a social napalm. Rockstar punk bands started doing real harm, preaching revolution, anarchy, and change as they sucked from the system that had given them their name. Well, I'm tired of staring through the stained glass. I'm tired of staring up a superstar's ass. I've got an ass and a heart and a name, and I'm just waiting for my 15 minutes fame. And me, yes, me, do I wanna burn? Is there really something that I can learn? Do I need a businessman to promote my angle? Can I resist the carrots fame and fortune dangle? I see the velvet zippies in their bondage gear, the social elite with safety pins in their ear. I watch and understand that it don't mean a thing. The scorpions attack, but the system stole the sting. And punk is dead, punk is dead. Yes, that's right, punk is dead. Punk is dead, punk is dead. It's just another cheap product for the consumer's head.
Hey Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
From the University of Texas at Austin, KUT Radio. This is In Black America.
Yeah, so that's I got a call to illustrate a celebrity children's book, and they told me who it was for, and I my jaw dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And we communicated via Zoom and the phone chats and all that, and I poured my whole self into that, because back, like I said, back in SVA, they trained us for everything. And they had classes for children's book illustration, storyboards, animation, all kinds of stuff. And I took classes that would prepare me for the possibility of doing a children's book. I didn't know it was ever going to happen, but if it did, I was ready to do it. And so when Scholastic and Colin chose me for this, I knew exactly what to do. It was just about finding the right style for what a young Colin Kaepernick was going to look like.
Eric Wilkerson, a Chelsea Award-winning illustrator and concept artist, an illustrator of I Color Myself Different, a children's picture book written by athlete and activist Colin Kaepernick. This book has opened a conversation the author has been thinking about since grabbing a pack of crayons to color his self-portrait back in elementary school. One day, while in elementary class, he was given a simple school assignment: draw a picture of yourself and your family. What young Kaepernick did next with his brown crayon would change his worldview and his world. Being both the author and illustrator's first picture book, there are more reasons than one to celebrate this effort, one being his message of being proud of what makes us different. I'm Johnny O'Hanson Jr., and welcome to another edition of In Black America. On this week's program, I Color Myself Different with illustrator Eric Wilkerson in Black America.
I was talking with everybody, Colin, his team, Scholastic, and it was a whole labor of love for everybody involved, and making sure that the pages were what Colin wanted to see, what Scholastic wanted to see, and making sure everybody was happy with it. And I was a real learning process for me, because I didn't know, there's a number of things that I wasn't really aware of, but I kind of just learned on the job. So I was really honored that they gave me that opportunity, because they could have gone with anybody.
One can only imagine what it felt like when Eric Wilkerson received that call from Scholastic Inc. and Kaepernick Publishing, selecting him to illustrate I Color Myself Different. While Kaepernick was enjoying success as a three-sport athlete at John H. Pittman High School in California, Wilkerson was developing his craft at the School of the Visual Arts in New York City. He has created art for film, TV, advertising, publishing, comics, and video games. Also, he has taught in the illustration department at Syracuse University. He has been invited to lecture at Syracuse University Visual Communication Symposium, Fasten Institute of Technology, and in classes at the School of Visual Arts. When asked why he chose Wilkerson, Kaepernick said, and we quote, "His attention to detail and precision in character development is second to none. He expertly helped to transform a complex story about identity, adoption, and self-love into something visually stunning." End of quote. Recently, In Black America spoke with Eric Wilkerson.
The first thing I remember vividly drawing was a Santa Claus drawing. It was a drawing of Santa Claus that we had to cut out, and it was supposed to be like a door ornament for Christmas. And it was about the size of a baby doll. And I drew Santa Claus at the beach, so he's just got like swim trunks on, and the hat, and the Christmas hat, the Santa hat. But I remember my mom hanging that on the front door of our apartment.
I got you.
And she was so proud of it. She wanted all the neighbors to